This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. An ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin issued a stark new nuclear warning to Ukraine and the West on Tuesday as Russia began releasing results of referendums it bills as a start to it annexing four Ukrainian regions. Moscow's latest threat came as European countries rushed to investigate unexplained major leaks in two Russian natural gas pipelines under the Baltic Sea. The Kremlin, which has blamed technical problems for earlier cuts in Russian gas supplies to Europe, said it could not rule out sabotage without saying who was to blame. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has once again decried the Russian mobilization, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In his nightly address, Zelensky says the Russians felt that they were going to lose and they're simply trying to delay this moment to ensure at least some activity at the front, to put at least someone with a weapon in their hands instead of the dead. Zelensky adds the mass mobilization is nothing more than an attempt to provide commanders on the ground with a constant stream of cannon fodder. Tuesday is the final day of voting in Russian-held regions of Ukraine, a referendum that's expected to serve as a pretext for their annexation by Moscow, but is rejected as a sham by Kiev and its Western allies. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Kremlin spokesman said the changed status of the region would bring consequences for protection of those areas. This is VOA News. Iranian riot police and security forces clashed with demonstrators in dozens of cities on Tuesday, state media and social media said, amid continuing protests over the death of young Iranian woman Mahsa Amini in police custody. Amini, a 22-year-old from a northwestern Kurdish city, was arrested on September 13th in Tehran for so-called unsuitable attire by the morality police, who enforced the Islamic Republic's strict dress code. She died 3 days later in hospital after falling into a coma, sparking the first big show of opposition on Iran's streets since authorities crushed protest against a rise in gasoline prices in 2019. Saudi Arabia's powerful crown prince has been named prime minister, a post traditionally held by the king in a government shuffle announced Tuesday night. Mohammed bin Salman, who has been the kingdom's de facto ruler for several years, was previously serving as a deputy prime minister under King Salman as well as defense minister. He's being replaced as defense minister by his younger brother, Khalid bin Salman, who was previously deputy defense minister. Saudi Arabia has for years faced speculation over the health of 86-year-old King Salman, who has ruled the world's top oil exporter since 2015. The White House and U.S. President Joe Biden say it's ready to help Florida as Hurricane Ian approaches. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The message here at the White House is get ready.
The experts say this could be a very severe hurricane.
From President Biden to FEMA Chief Deanne Criswell.
Do not underestimate the potential that this storm can bring.
But Criswell's worried some will do just that. A major hurricane has not made a direct hit on the Tampa area in more than 100 years, and people may just try to ride it out.
That's a dangerous way to think.
Your safety is more important than anything.
The president says FEMA staged everything from food to medical supplies and stands ready to do whatever else is needed.
We're not going away.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Recapping our top story, an ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin issued a stark new nuclear warning to Ukraine and the West on Tuesday as Russia began releasing results of referendums it bills as a start to it annexing four Ukrainian regions. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.